This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I have some sad news. We've lost our Joe.
Yes.
Joe. Oh, no. Here he is.
He made it. He made it through the traffic.
Oh, it's one of those stories like the dog that runs away in Florida and the parents move away. And then miraculously 3,000 miles away, the dog shows.
Hello, Joe.
It's a Christmas story, isn't it?
Did you hit some traffic, Joe?
If there was a red light in Fairfax and in Rockville, I hit it.
Hi, Joe!
There he is, Tales of the Everyman.
Those bastards!
Tale of the Every Moron. Tale of the Every Doof. Nice having you here, Joe. Ah, something new from Elvis.
Ah, good. Wonderful.
Something new from Elvis.
Although Robbie, he's dead, he keeps on giving.
Always. Robbie, what is this in the new collection of Elvis archives?
This is fantastic, and this is something I've never seen before. In the when they were shooting that last television special, the one where he is just looks like a Macy's float.
Might have been Hartford, Connecticut where they shot.
That was one of the places they shot. They shot in Grand Rapids. They shot in Indianapolis. This is two complete concerts that they used to cobble together the eventual special. But I've never seen this raw footage.
I love it when you use ye old speak, Rob.
They cobble it together.
Cobble.
So this would be Elvis effed up, bloated, purpley Elvis, the Elvis that we love the best, with some Elvis speak.
6 weeks before he died.
We've never heard before.
Wow.
And the audio is spectacular.
Very good.
Unlike some of that MP3 stuff we got.
I'd like to say something to you, if I could. You know, we're working on a very hard circumstances and everything.
Oh, dear.
But You've really been a great audience for us, and you really helped us.
Wow.
And everybody on stage has really worked hard, and we've enjoyed it. And anytime you want us back, just call us, and we'll come back up here anytime, you know.
Come on back, E.
E, come on back on stage.
Come back, E.
King of rock and roll, she gave the best.
Head.
I'd like to thank everybody on stage. Thank you for the show. I'd like to thank my sound engineers, my record producer, Felton Jarvis, my sound...
little feedback, E.
Bruce Goose. What's your name? Bruce Jackson.
What's your name, honey?
What's your name? Yeah. Jerry?
What's your name, darling?
And the guy that handles the sound out in the lobby.
Wow.
Bill Porter. And so what I'm trying to say to you is that... this thing's got to be on television, and so you're going to be in it. So, yourself. Until we meet you again, may God bless you. Adios.
Oh, E. Wow. God bless you and adios.
The final days.
Adios. Adios, son.
We'll devote some time to this later because he is so big, so bloated. He looks like that Elvis Cantor that I like, the one where you screw off his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
And drink out of his neck.
He, at one point, because it's raw footage, they have him getting out of his limo in a blue sweatsuit. And somehow...
Is it form-fitting?
It's really bad when you see Elvis in street clothes. And I mean, you want him in a jumpsuit.
Right.
He's got the eye makeup on. Like, do you know when in the movie Batman, when Michael Keaton took his mask off...
And he had the eyes...
And you would see that he had, like, eye black underneath.
Right.
Uh-huh. Elvis's eye makeup is running underneath his eyes.
It's his mascara, Jack.
That's right, Jack.
You should play the cut labeled eye makeup.
That's what I was leading up to.
I see, there. Very good.
Eye makeup.
He's a plan.
Hey. I got to tell you something, really.
What's that?
I never wore makeup on stage.
Never.
But, you know, this is being televised, and we had to wear...
Looks like a raccoon.
And,
come on, Jack.
If you think I'm nervous, you're right.
You're right.
Anyway.
You're right.
Hey, Jack.
I'm kind of soft, so I'm trying to bring it up a little bit. Just want to talk with you.
Hey.
Okay.
Come on, honey.
You are an Elvis nut. Have you ever heard such great raw...
This
effed
is
up Elvis.
This is like the Shroud of Turin for Elvis collectors. Because I had only ever seen the actual TV special,
right.
Never the outtakes.
These are outtakes. And they don't get any more out than this.
This is pretty good. The when he takes the time to introduce the members of his band.
Does he remember their names?
He does, but he acts very odd. He asks the guitar player to play a song with his guitar behind his head.
Wow.
And I mean, when you have it, his concerts ran about an hour.
And half of that was speaking at the end.
About 9 minutes to introduce the band.
Here you go, Jack. Let's introduce everybody,
man. I want you to do this now.
What is the cut that says candid camera roller derby?
It's just two weird comments he makes.
Okay. All right, hold on. More from Elvis. He still gives.
You're all on candid camera. You know that, don't you? What is this, roller derby?
Is this roller derby, Jack?
And if you listen carefully, that voice in the background laughing is Charlie Hodge, the guy that gives him his water and his scarves.
I don't know him.
Well, you would know him.
You look at me like I know him.
I don't know him.
The guy that would hand him his scarves.
Oh, Charlie Hodge.
The guy
Hodge.
That gives him his water and his scarves. I know him.
Charlie Hodge.
Take the name
I
out of it. Of the Memphis Hodges. But anyway, he always
the
is.
F, do you know that?
He has got this nervous laugh.
You know why? Because he's the Fuhrer. He is the dean of Our Lady.
Our Nazi Lady.
Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information University.
Good.
And he is always in this whole concert looking
Amen.
Like Elvis is going to die and he has to run away. He's got a scared, nervous look.
Thank you. And this next song is a song that we did in an album. It's called And I Love You So.
And I love you so.
Probably didn't sound that good.
Let's put those away. Listen to those on another day because
another
we have something fresh from an old friend of ours. Likes to make prank phone calls.
Ah.
And burp.
Oh, good.
It's him.
Hey,
the Belcher.
Hello. I'm going to go back to Chicago in a sec.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Good morning.
What?
Talk to me.
That's what I called.
Welcome back, Belcher.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Yeah, I wanted to call to tell you I really appreciate the show and the discussion of Tupac and his legacy, I think, is always timely.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever read the musings of musical critic Don Geronimo, who wrote for Spin the Farfel magazine and Rolling Stone and things like that, who once, I believe, said that Tupac Shakur, if he were Hitler, probably would not have invaded Poland. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that. And I was wondering if I might be able to say hello to the listeners of the Don and Mike show and also to say f*** and welcome
you! Oh, wow.
He's back.
I hope I caught that.
No, you didn't.
No, it went over the air, friend.
I hope I caught it.
You didn't caught it.
I hope I caught it.
You didn't caught it.
Look at that. This man, I started to cut him off, but I said, nah, let me let him stay there for a little while. Uh-huh. But he had to go there, right? Ah, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What is this? Well,
hello, yes.
Boy. A second
call. Boy.
This hour in the morning, somebody calls to make themselves a total fool. But, you know, it seems like there are a lot of people out there who have nothing better to do with their lives but to make themselves a fool in front of the tri-state area and those listening to us around the world.
Thank you for listening to Radio Nigeria.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like Musharraf.
Like Timmy Hope Ibanez.
Ah!
I got the...
Hello!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Timmy.
You shut up. That's disgusting.
Bite me.
Well, you stop that. I'll bite you one spot.
Mommy boobies.
That was funny.
Thank you. Hi again, Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Right, and we got to play this every day, kind of as a public service.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
and I don't.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
And how about lame newsman Joe Krebs talking diabetes?
Tonight on News 4 at 5 p.m., Doreen Gensler reports on a group of local doctors who are helping diabetics save their limbs.
Krebs!
What? Stop that! It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Now you can call us.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right, folks. That's all the best we have for you today.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, baby. Hey, Mr. McMahon.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
You just have to wear a diaper.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Don and Mike show and the new episode.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Right. SHI Thursday. You know the whole thing. The initials spell a bad word. Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hello, headache. What is this? Don and Mike. Hello? What the? Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hi there, Mike. How much time do you have to live?
Oh, I knew that had to happen right at the beginning of the show.
Off the bat.
How much time, buddy?
I don't want to talk about it.
Can I have all of this Boston Red Sox stuff, buddy?
I don't want to talk about it.
You got to talk about it. Open up. You got friends that love you out here in California.
I understand. I have friends that love me. Well, I will talk about it.
How was your doctor
appointment? I made the appointment. I showed up at the appointment.
Good.
Said hi to everybody in the office. Good. Everybody was there today.
Good.
Everybody, all of the friends of this show were there today. There's at our money. At our wonderful doctor's office.
And you don't
he
mean
was
us.
There.
You mean the people that work?
No, the boys weren't there.
In the doctor's office.
The boys weren't invited. They were uninvited. I told you guys I didn't want you to be there because, right. You know, I didn't want to have to come out there with a tape recorder and deal with a situation that I probably would have had to do today.
Yeah. I got a guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a guess. Mike, what this is all about is the fact that Mike had gone in for his regular physical. Mm-hmm. The doctor called and said, you need to come in. Mike didn't want to go, was putting it off. Mm-hmm. So I called, made an appointment for him. He thought it was a goof. He went in today, and after much consternation and worrying, my bet is Lipitor.
That's a cholesterol medication, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, cholesterol was a significant discussion during my meeting with the doctor. I'm going to go through what was discussed today.
Okay. Oh, please do.
White cell count. Now, help me out with this medical thing. Your white cell count, very good. My white cell count was very, very
good. Those are the hardest working cells.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Your immune system.
Hemoglobin. I have these statistics somewhere.
Hemoglobin.
I don't know where I put them. I've been in such a state lately that I just, I don't know where I put it. But I remember what he said.
So your white cells are good, though.
That looked good.
Your
good.
Blood work.
But then we discussed cholesterol,
uh-huh.
And we discussed liver, the tests that were done in the liver.
Incredible!
My cholesterol was up.
Significant?
It was 215.
From what?
From... I think a much smaller number, like 60. No, I swear to God, I wish I had the numbers handy for you. Because, you know, once you get out of there and the doctor tells you, gives you the information, and it's not necessarily life-threatening, you throw it away. Sure. You don't pay attention to it.
So, see, but, you were worried, really, as we all had been trying to tell you, worried about nothing, much ado about nothing.
Correct? Well, here's what he said. He went over the cholesterol, and he said, uh-huh. Your cholesterol is average. It yeah. says high on yeah. the chart, but it's average. It's not
true.
Out of the average range. Right. So that means that I said, well, he didn't give me the lecture. He didn't give me what I was expecting, which is, you know, try to take some weight
diet,
off
and
lower your. He said your cholesterol was outstanding the last time you were here, and your mm-hmm. cholesterol now has gone up to average. So I would assume that if I stayed the course uh-huh. where I am right now, I would go from outstanding to average to... you know, disastrous.
Below average.
Very below average. High, too high.
Right.
But the good the ratios of it, I've never been able to figure that stuff out.
No, it's very complicated.
So it's a very complicated format.
It's a bottom line world.
Bottom line. Here, you're a bottom line guy.
What did he tell you?
He says I'm under a great deal of stress. He says that I'm under an amazing amount of stress, as are Buzz and Rob.
That's right.
For various reasons.
We've all been under a lot of stress.
Well, he says we're all under stress, Rob. That's what he was talking about you guys as well. Uh-huh. Saying you're he's a very good doctor, isn't he? He said my liver.
Yeah.
My liver is good. The liver is good. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I was really expecting perhaps to have some bad news regarding the liver. Yeah. Then he said this. And this is where I looked at him and I said, you know, I'm not sure I like you anymore. Right. He said, well, these tests, if you had late-stage cirrhosis of the liver, these tests would be meaningless. He said the only way that we could really find anything out would be a biopsy.
Cut it open, yeah.
But the way that the blood work came back with my liver, he said it's very good.
But when you had
very good. Now, you've had liver tests before, right? Blood tests for the liver?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it was kind of...
So he gave you nothing but good news,
I have the liver
right?
of a 12-year-old.
I'm sure you do. So
he gave you nothing but good news, then.
He gave me very good news. He gave me...
See,
He didn't say anything, you know, like I have the body of a 10-year-old or, you know, or I have a... Well, that's only when he sees me without my clothes. But...
Hairless.
Totally hairless. No, he said... you know, he recommends in a couple of years.
Like a little dog's penis?
He says in a couple of years, I might want to have a
headstone.
I might want to have a heart scan. He reviewed some of the other things that and asked me how that was when I, years ago, you might remember the Hispanic attack episode I had.
Yes.
And I was very frank with him, and I will be very frank with all of you right now without saying anything really bad. This is an option year for me. This is, you know, I'm not sure whether my good buddy Buzz, my good buddy Rob, you know, we're kind of waiting, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all waiting.
We're waiting for the powers that be
to
ordain us and let us know what's happening with our lives and let us know, you know, where we're going. And, you know, all I can say about that situation is more to come. And I will keep people advised right now. You know, right now, I would say, you know, everything's on the table right now.
Wow.
Everything is on the table. Nice. And when you're in a situation like that, that contributes to stress.
Sure.
That contributes to stress because you're not sure on a day-to-day basis what direction your life is going.
Right.
Now, back to your health.
Yes.
Remember when
he said, well, that type of thing can affect one's health. And he said, do you still have the medicine? Do you still have that that little medicine on the side? I said, yes, I do. Yeah. He said, do you keep it handy? I said, I keep two in my pocket every day. Uh-huh. I've
That's
got two
good.
In my pocket right now.
Now,
just in case.
When you had your Star Trek health scan, they didn't find any liver trouble then, did
no.
they?
No.
So you probably don't have cirrhosis.
You're okay.
Well, and he said that he went even further with the heart. He said the heart, because is it like hemoglobin or stuff like that? He said that looks really, really good.
That's well, good. That
and that,
good.
He said something at one point about athletics, like processing you know, in athletics, that the hemoglobin or one of the blood tests showed, well, this is usually, you know, reserved for somebody who's in very good shape.
Wow. Well, that's good.
So I was kind of astounded by that one. I was very
why he had you in there if everything's good, if everything's
well, he
fine.
Said it's standard practice. He
right.
said he brings everybody in, just like Don said, he brings everybody in. You said
thought.
This a couple of weeks ago that he brings everybody in to talk about it.
It's
and
for
your,
it's for his pound of flesh.
He said that physically, I am doing just great.
At any time did he use the phrase, get your affairs in order?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
What about STDs?
I think that, well, I've had them all, and I still have them all, so that's really looking backwards and not forwards. The
He's
fact
built
is
built an
that,
immunity?
Look, I've built up somewhat of an immunity right now, and you know, it's something that I'm looking forward to in 2 years now, going for my heart scan, but he said that's a standard thing.
Just like a stress test?
My problem is, though, when I have the they call it the magnetic resonance imaging solution.
Right.
The last time they put that in me, it almost killed me.
I remember
because
that.
I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
And it's I guess it's an iodine type allergy, but I'm not allergic to shellfish or anything like that. But they put me in the chair when
so you're
perfectly
fine. You're perfectly
no,
fine.
No, I'm not.
That's what
no,
I'm hearing.
I'm trying to tell everybody fine. I'm not. I'll be perfectly fine. When the you know, when the executives of this company have a meeting with me and tell me what's going on
about your cholesterol,
about my cholesterol, exactly right.
Can stress drive your cholesterol up?
Yes. Sure. Yes.
Really?
Everything can.
Yeah.
He said, oh, here's what I said. I said, well,
not Cheerios.
That's you know what? I said, maybe I wasn't eating well right around that time because I had gained some weight before I went in for the actual physical. And he said to me, that doesn't necessarily translate to cholesterol, which surprised me because they always talk about diet and exercise.
Yeah.
He said there are a number of factors. You know, and I maybe I should have asked him about stress.
But isn't heredity
stress? Unbelievable, crushing stress.
Mm-hmm. Heredity is one
each
of the
and
main
every
things.
Day stress.
I don't know how you do it.
Why?
I don't know how you do it, Buzz.
Why do you feel such stress?
I feel stress because of the same reason that we all feel stressed. On we all feel stress because come June 1st, there's a very good chance we'll be working somewhere else.
Well, not me.
Not you. You know, it's you just don't know. You never know what's going to happen with this company.
That's right.
And that's all that the three guys in this room want to know. And once we know that, life will go on and life will be wonderful.
Life goes on.
And occasionally, you know, I'm very happy and I love everybody. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, occasionally you just have to let people know what the real deal is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's it. And if the word gets out on that, I'm not exactly upset about it.
Fair enough.
There. That's where I come from.
What word would that be? Just to hone it and refine it for anyone typing.
Let me see.
Right,
what
now
would they do? What would they do in the newspapers? What would it be under, guys? In the newspapers, it would probably be under.
Mara says.
Positions available.
Mara says.
Position sought?
Yeah, position sought.
Uh-huh. Not obituaries.
Three very funny guys. Three very hysterical guys.
Now, is that how you're shopping the show?
Yeah, three. That's it. That's going to be the name of the show.
I thought so.
Three very hysterical guys.
And the very is underlined.
Right.
So I'm guessing if it's not here, would it be on, let's say, another local frequency?
I'm not getting information, so I'm not giving information.
How are we to know?
How could we know?
How
right?
could we?
How could we? No, we don't know anything.
Exactly. At this point, we can't even rule out television.
We a kiddie show. A lovely kiddie show.
Or a stage appearance.
That would be wonderful.
Sure.
So right now, that's all I have to say on that matter.
I would think that someone out there who could get themselves a ready-made show with three swell fellas would probably want to take that and put that in a box, put a nice red bow on that.
I think you're right. I think that's absolutely right.
Hell of a Christmas gift.
I think it'd be a wonderful thing. Be a delightful thing.
When could someone open up that gift?
Oh, I don't think it's something you would want to, you know, open on Christmas morning. I don't think that would be possible. I don't think that would be possible at all. I think what it might be, if you were looking for, like, summer clothing, if you were looking for summer clothing, it might be that you would present the gift at Christmas time, and maybe it would be something you'd be wanting to open in midsummer. I'm sorry, early summer.
Or a
late spring.
Or a savings bond. You arrange
a savings bond and you have it mature.
You cash it later.
That's exactly what it
would
be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Seeds.
So do you want to go to Clear Channel Savings and Loan?
You know,
what about Citadel Savings and Loan?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with these companies you speak of, but they all sound like they're solid investments.
We'd have to look at them.
They're much like the They're like the Columbia
savings
Broadcasting
and loan?
System Savings and Loan.
Very good. Well, they all I'm sure have very good savings bonds, and I'm sure they would all mature at a very nice rate. Mm-hmm.
I've always found CBS to be bigger on savings and not so much on loan.
And of course, Salem Savings and Loan would be a wonderful option too, as we would completely modify our act. You know, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Have I ever mentioned to you that I really like Ollie North?
We can wear any
I really,
clothes.
Really like Oliver North.
You don't have to shoot that low.
I don't think so. No.
Don't shoot that low.
What I've always said to you? I've said this to you again. God's money is green. God's money is as green as anybody else's.
It's the greenest.
It's the greenest. It's no holy
way.
Money.
That's right.
It's blessed money.
There is no way that you could go work for Salem with him.
Yes, I could.
No, you couldn't.
I could. You know what? I have contacts. I have people. I would bring him into a Catholic church.
He's not a believer.
I can pretend.
I would bring him into a Catholic church.
What happens when he bursts into flames?
If he didn't burst into flames, I'd douse him with holy water and say, you are cleansed.
That'd be perfect.
No, you know what I would do with Buzz?
The power of Christ compels him.
I would take him to the river. I would wash him in the water.
Love to swim.
Is it walk me in the water?
The Potomac?
Yes, the clean
The brown,
Potomac.
Cloudy Potomac?
Rob, when it's the ritual, it doesn't matter where the water is.
I understand.
It can be a pond. It can be a drainage ditch. As long as he is reborn,
the Lord will provide.
That's all that truly matters.
Storm drain.
But I would like to say hello to all the powers that be in this fine company, which I truly enjoy working
Which
for.
Company?
The CBS right now.
Well, our company, okay.
Yeah, man, very, very happy. You know, couldn't be happier
sure,
right
of course.
Now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I wonder what it would be like.
What's that?
I'm talking about you.
Yes.
I wonder what it would be like after all the years working for CBS.
Mm-hmm.
and working with me, and you know that I'm, you know what I'm doing. But what would it be like that if you would like go work for, if you had to work for that ass Jim Farley?
You know what? I'm all about meeting and enjoying the company of new people.
How can you judge?
That's always very exciting.
How can you judge someone you haven't met yet?
Absolutely. Always very, very exciting.
Don, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet.
That's right.
And you know, with the motto that we all have, and I include, am I okay with that, guys? Including Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak.
I'm right
Thank
here.
You.
When I include that, when I say, let a smile be your handshake. Let a smile be your handshake.
When you're smiling.
So what?
And incidentally, I know there's certain things we can't talk about, but I will tell you that the name that we have selected is the Kingston Trio.
You like
Look,
it?
It's been dormant for a while, and I think that's a good name.
Public domain. Now.
I truly think that's a good. But I think you know. I think I've probably said too much.
Or not enough.
May I ask?
Or not enough.
May I ask a question?
I hope I've been able to make myself clear.
What exactly is the boner with CBS?
You mean
what's your beef?
You mean my problem?
What's
yes.
Your beef,
None. No, I have.
When you mentioned communication,
mm-hmm.
et cetera.
Oh, just that's all it is. Just would like to have greater and more frequent communication. That's all, and like to also have the have things wrapped up in a nice little bow.
You know, I'd
like them- that. You know what? I think everybody agrees that the Columbia Savings and Loan,
mm-hmm.
that would be the first choice of all of us.
Of course.
We would love that.
Always.
But I will keep everybody, trust me, from this point forward, from today on, mm-hmm. I will keep people very, very informed
Countdown is
on this radio show.
Well, now, be careful about that word, Buzz.
Oh, sorry.
What did he say?
Nothing. I was mumbling. You know how I ramble on.
He does.
I missed it. I didn't hear it. Maybe I'm glad I didn't
Maybe
hear it.
No one did.
Yeah. No, it involved, you know, mm. This is what is so screwed up about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I signed a loan agreement with CBS that in fact says.
Oh, that's when you did your refi.
Yeah, I did.
That's when you did your refinancing.
I refinanced, and part of the refinance says. Me no talkie.
Yeah, well, me talkie too much, as far as I'm concerned. Me talkie too much right now. Me talkie long time, and me shut up-y right now.
Anything you want.
Me shut up-y after that. Me thinky, me makey myself cleary on my situation-y.
I want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
So this show, this potential show.
Yes.
The Kingston Trio.
Right.
If this show is not on this station.
Right.
In June. What station could it be on?
Anything you want.
Wow. Mm.
I mean, I don't have any information to the contrary to either of you guys.
Same here.
I have no information to the contrary.
You don't have a PK.
A what?
PK.
I ad hey on way.
Is it
it's
on?
It's a on gay.
On gay?
On way on gay.
So you, my friend, you're Johnny Free Agent.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Johnny Free Agent.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
You're negotiating with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, sometimes the best way to get that word out is to let everybody know that.
Yeah.
It's like
very
the movie,
excited.
Like the movie The Late Shift.
Mm-hmm. Yes, The Late Shift is a wonderful, wonderful example of what we're doing. Would that there would be a big building across the street.
We have a big building. It's just apartments.
Of course, we could walk to one of the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we could.
We truly could.
I'll get the flowers.
We could walk right up the street.
I only wish I could be involved in this tree.
I know you're chomping at it. I know it's killing you. I know you're chomping at it, and I know you are chomping at the bit, and I wish you were part of it. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you were part of it. But to the best of my knowledge, that is not the case. I hope I haven't said too much. Well, I'll know Monday.
Well, you know what you got to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Like Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
I'm
go buy yourself
I'm
the
just
red...
an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
Go buy yourself the red car today.
Right.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
I'll go work at Checkers. You know. I'd like a Biggie fries and an orange soda.
So did the doctor?
Do not interrupt me again.
So did the doctor say that you are sick because of this?
No. No, to be honest with you, no. He said nothing about
he
it.
He says you're good.
As a matter of fact, that whole thing was just a ruse to start talking about what I was just talking
about.
Yeah. But the doctor really said you're
okay. No, but I mean, I have been in the past. What I told him about that that medicine that you take, that stress stuff, mm-hmm. I don't take it.
Xanax.
I haven't taken it for a very long time.
Haven't needed
and it. I haven't felt the need to take it. Good. So that is a very, very good thing. But, you know,
keep
who knows what will happen in the future.
Keep it handy.
I self-medicate. And I've always been very good at it.
When I don't take them, I grind them up and put them in people's food.
And watch people fall asleep. Sleepy by.
And one more thing, just for fun, let's ask. You know what? Let's ask Joe his plans for the summer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you might want to ask him. I know I didn't include him in that.
You forgot about Joe.
I'm terribly sorry. I forgot about Joe.
Joe.
Yes, Don.
Do you have any plans for the summer of 2008?
No.
There it is. Also, what are you enjoying, Joe? What are you eating right now?
What do you think? Leftover turkey and stuffing.
I thought it might be barbecued chicken.
I got a name for you. Three Men and a Joe.
That's a good idea.
It worked for Gutenberg.
I'll take that under advisement.
It's better than Kingston Trio.
Oh, the Kingston Trio rocks.
Yeah, don't scoff at
that. I love that.
If you want to make it a little more current, how about 3.5 broadcasters?
Well, that's it. You know, and we were thinking of starting every program with, hello.
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 Hello. Yeah.
See, we got a lot of ideas, Doc.
How's that? Yeah, we're just jumping with them.
That's just one of them.
Oh, my
yeah, we're
God.
We're just spitballing here.
Just throwing some spitballs out.
That's a good one. Write that one down.
Very
I already
good.
Have on my
Print
whiteboard.
It.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Great. This is Tim the Fireman from Baltimore.
Hi, Tim.
When he checked your liver. He was checking for enzymes. If you have high enzymes, you're in high.
I'm sorry, Tim the Fireman.
Oh, that's a nickname.
No one picked up on it.
Yeah. And he was going to say something negative anyway.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Name any movie.
Name any movie?
Saving Private Ryan.
That's a great movie.
Saving Ryan's Privates.
That's a great movie, too.
Something's Gotta Give.
That is a great movie.
I got one for you.
The Ringer.
That movie sucked.
Caddyshack 2.
That is a great movie.
Okay, now I know you're lying.
It's like a Magic 8 Ball.
What is The Ringer on HBO this week?
Probably.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Oh, my.
You know?
Yeah.
That was
Don and Mike Show.
Nope.
Hello? There we go. Howdy.
Hello?
Or not.
Hey.
There we go.
Hey, you're talking about having a liver biopsy. I just had one.
How'd it go?
Oh, it is not fun. Let me tell you.
Wait a minute. I want to make it real clear. I'm not having a liver biopsy.
Right.
Well,
I don't need a liver biopsy.
Right.
Well, then, good for you, man.
Thank you.
They take like a coffee straw, about 4 inches, and they drive it into your side between your ribs. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. And then they squirt it out into a jar afterwards. It looks like a little pink worm.
Oh boy.
That's nasty.
And imagine that your liver would probably be
hard to find.
No.
What does it do when it gets bad, Rob? Does it shrink or does it expand?
And does it get harder or softer?
Hardens. That's what cirrhosis means.
That's why I think that you would be like an impenetrable shell around your liver.
I think that I think really that I have a genetic code that goes back for many, many moons in my family. And I think the fact is that my liver might surprise you. I think if you sliced me open and we put that on a little cutting board, you would look at what would have, appear to be a vibrant, healthy liver.
Uh-huh. Someone just put that on Mike's tombstone, please. My liver might surprise you. Your beautiful teenage liver.
My lovely liver.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Rob's generous scrotum. Your beautiful liver.
My teenage liver.
Your hard as a rock liver.
My hockey puck consistency liver.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
It's Mike Ramey. I've got a position for you with Grant Napier. If you're interested, could you give me a call off the air later?
It'd be a pleasure. Look forward to it. We'll chat.
That would probably be the one move you wouldn't make, right?
Don, all bets are on the table. Just like when you're playing craps, you know? No, Mike Ramey?
No, that would mean you moved to Sacramento.
You know what? I've always found that the climate in that area. You know, let me point out something about Sacramento.
Please,
it's very close to the Napa Valley.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I watch Sideways. I like that area.
They have wine.
You know, no. I'm not a Rockvillian, but I drive in here every day,
mm-hmm.
every single day.
Hey, don't you dare compare Rockville, Maryland to Sacramento, California.
I'm sure I can find grocery stores where the average age is 85.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
The gentleman who decided he was going to do That Was a Great Movie was a super-duper line from the movie The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville.
Which is why I think we kind of covered that with him.
Yeah, yep. we said that. We said The Ringer. So thanks.
And
he hangs
but
up.
Just go ahead.
Just go ahead and be that way.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number.
Well, who were you calling?
That's a lie.
You liar? You liar?
Who are you calling? This is a very sophisticated set of numbers that are specific to this radio station.
Actually, doesn't it?
That almost sounded like Jerry Seinfeld.
Doesn't it spell out something like Don?
It's a very specific amount of numbers that is specific to this radio station.
I got scared, is what it is.
Yeah, of course you did. Huh? You're calling the show. You're on the air. What's up?
Suck it up. Come on, let's go.
Am I really on the air? Wow.
Yes.
You guys got a great show. And I didn't think I was going to get through, and I got scared.
All right. Well, Understood. We know we have a great show. We appreciate the fact you call. What do you want, dumbass?
Well, I don't want anything from you guys. I just want to tell you you got a great show.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Just suck it.
Suck it good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I was just making some Gen Chem popcorn.
Nothing like it, especially during the holidays.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Mike, call your old buddy G. Gordon. Tuesday night, he was on the unit. He played a prison guard, had a non-speaking role.
Hey, incidentally, you know, throwing G. Gordon into the mix, really, I've got the Kingston Trio here. But who knows?
We could do some cable work.
We might make a quartet.
You wouldn't add G. Gordon Liddy as the...
Not G. Gordon Liddy, no.
As the fourth in the Jersey Boys, would you?
Not a chance. We're looking for somebody a little more seasoned, a little older.
In the new Beatles?
I said, your liver has a thick candy shell.
You know, I'd like to point out that my physical, the results of my physical, the liver, I'm getting the piece of paper.
A
it said
plus,
good.
Plus, plus.
It said good next to it. Good. Not fair, not average.
Good.
It said good.
It's good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, this is your doctor.
Hi, how are you?
We got your files mixed up with the Mr. Mark O'Mara. I just wanted to let you know all that extra weight is actually your liver expanding.
You know, I will tell you one funny thing. I forgot this. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the comment.
Nice bit.
But the one thing the doctor did say was when he was looking at that cholesterol that was an amazingly low number the first time I had it,
right.
He went over this. He said, this is so good. Well, I'm pretty sure it's your blood. And then he went back and he said, no, all the other numbers matched up.
Yeah.
You know, when you came in here the last time, you did have outstanding cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a bit of a prankster, that one.
Oh, he is.
He's a funny guy.
Loves a good joke.
He's a funny guy and he's a thorough guy. And I requested, even though this was a follow-up visit, I requested to take my clothes off for the entire visit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Mike, you think you're stressed out? What about me?
What about you?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in terms of what I'm going to be listening to come June, brother.
I
want you so bad. I want all you guys on.
You know what? It's all going to be fine. Trust me on that. It's all going to be fine.
And, you know, your situation reminds me. Look at Dale Earnhardt Jr. You know, he left his team, and he ended up with the best one going. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, what's that mean? I got to run into a wall now?
No, you're fine just where you are.
You're fine just where you are. Relaxing on a beach in sunny Miami.
I don't want people
with a big drink with the umbrella.
I don't want people screwing my head off and drinking out of my NASCAR body.
We won't let that happen.
I'm Dale Senior Intimidator.
The only thing I will request,
seriously,
no matter what happens, I will request a cardboard cutout.
Hello, Don.
Life size.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Oh, Christ. Our Savior.
What's
Hello?
Wrong with people?
You know, if you don't stay with the right savings and loan, they'll run you out on a rail.
Run you out of town on a rail. The old building and loan, Bedford Falls.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Aloha, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah, Mike, if I'd like to apply to do your cultural events story for the show, I know all about the N-word events all around town.
Ah, very good. Okay, Dog, look forward to working with you.
Thank you, D-O-G-G. Dio, whatever, 1G. It's Hi, 1G. Don and Mike
Show.
Hello.
Hey, Don, this is your Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack, Don.
Uncle Jack.
It's my dead Uncle Jack.
Hey, Dons, I got to tell you something. You remember that Thanksgiving when we was wrestling?
Oh, did you get a boner?
Yeah, I got two words for you. Standing yeah. Hampton.
Uncle Jack.
Thank you.
Did he wrestle with you whether the Packers won or lost?
There was no wrestling. That was the other guy on the game.
Oh. Like if they were up significantly at halftime, he wouldn't grab you and throw you to the ground?
No, Uncle Jack was the guy that drank heavily.
Right.
And when the Packers won, would just run around the house and be thrilled. And when they would lose, literally would cry.
Right.
Would break down and cry.
That's You know what that is? That's a good sports fan.
Drink more. Hello. Donna Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Hello. Mike, I was calling in to say I love your Morgan Freeman from yesterday.
Oh, I get that joke. Are you talking about when I was doing Mr. Gunn from Project Runway? You're such a prankster bitch. I love the prankster bitch. Prankster bitches.
You prankster bitch. Hello. Todd and Mike Show. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hey, guys. I got a name for the new show.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's called The Booger Brothers. You'll pick it because it's not radio. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Later.
File it, Rob.
Later.
File it away.
Rack him. Oh, absolutely. He was rather phenomenal.
You know, I do kind of like The Booger Brothers.
Booger.
The Booger. Booger Brothers Radio.
Booger Boys, B-O-Y-Z.
Booger Boys works.
Oh, yeah.
Booger Band. Booger Brothers.
How about just Booger Radio?
Or you don't even have to make it like people. You can make it the Booger Beat. Mm-hmm. Who's next on the Booger Beat?
If you wanted to go a little
The Booger
more,
Show.
A little more highfalutin, Band of Boogers.
Band of Boogers. Band of Boogers. 1001 Boogers.
I think you should just stick with
Who's on the Booger Beater Hotline?
Booger Boys is not bad.
Booger Boys works.
I like that.
Booger Boys.
And if it's just local, you could be the Beltway Booger Boys.
I like that a lot.
That is good.
You want to do like a political thing.
Or the Beltway Boogers. That's, you know, I love making us the boogers. That's a good thing. The Beltway Boogers.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
And now, here's the boogers.
The boogers, baby.
And because we love the environment, we'll go green.
The Booger Boys.
All right. Bye, Rob. You got to make sure you get a chair for him.
Not necessarily.
Don't let him stand.
I like him floating the way he is. I like him floating.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
No, you know, he
can. You got to tie him. You got to get some ropes then to tie him down.
Let
then.
Me tell you something. He gets a chair. I get a switch. That's the way that's going to go.
An electric switch or one from a tree?
I think both.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. An on-off switch and an electric charge. Because occasionally, okay. You know, it'll be that like that sound he makes when when he gets the shot. You know?
Oh, that just wailing scream.
Hey, it was another Nazi joke. I like that, Rob.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
How do he get that way? Donna Mike Show, hello.
Gun and Mike, I got his balls.
I didn't understand that one.
It's too bad.
That's the Roger Ebert thing again, right?
Yeah, it wasn't the real good one, though. It was the second tier one.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just ate a bunch of aqueducts and I'm driving.
You know what I suggest you do? Text.
Thank you very much.
Text somebody.
And drive with your knees.
And get yourself a quarter pounder with cheese.
All right. I'm going to go do that right now.
Fantastic.
Turn the rearview mirror around the other way. It's useless to you at this point.
Or, you know, if you happen to have a girlfriend in the car, you know, use her makeup and put on some eyeshadow.
I'm tripping hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And write
aqueducts.
And read a good book. You know, I've seen that too. So literally, not like papers or directions. I've seen people
sitting and looking at
reading a book in heavy traffic.
Sure.
Reading a novel.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Total idiots.
They're idiots.
Stupid idiots.
They're all idiots.
I don't know where they're going to work or not.
Think about that.
Oh,
you,
no.
You call him and you say, you know what? I got a great package. You know how we used to be the package deal with Howard?
Right, exactly.
It would be Howard in the morning, us in the afternoon. You go to those stations and get him to sign up.
Yeah, the Booger Boys.
Good Imus.
The Booger. Hi, how you doing? The Booger Boys? I don't know if I like that idea or not.
Then you could be on RFD Network.
The Booger Boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like what they're doing or not.
RFD.
You'd have to go to a stupid camp.
I could handle that if I got to fly in his jet, you know, just for the plane ride itself. I could do that. I'd like to learn CAFA roping. I'd like to get those hats. Is there anyone, I'd like to smell the inside of his hats.
Is there anyone you would not align yourself with?
Yes.
Who?
Anybody that has appeared at a fundraiser for the Christian Coalition. Like Rush, Hannity. I just don't think I could handle that.
But anybody else?
I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Absolutely. Wow. Well, I mentioned Ollie before. Right. See, he's probably out now.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that's not what the Booger Boys are about.
That's right.
We all agree on that, you know.
Yep.
It's just not silly enough. Just not fun enough.
The Booger Boys.
The Booger Boys. So, you know what? I'll tell you something. What I will do, periodically, I will update you on the Booger Boys beat.
Okay.
The Booger Boys beat.
Thank you for that.
You know, and I say, I'll just come in here and I'll tell you, would you like a Booger Boys beat?
Every day I like a Booger Boys beat.
The Booger Boys beat.
I like knowing what's happening on the Booger Boys beat.
Booger Boys beat.
Okay, one more call and then on with the, oh my goodness, commercials. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hey,
love commercials. Mm-hmm. Love them.
So do I, and so do the Booger Boys.
Hello.
All of them.
Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey.
Buzz.
Yes.
Yesterday on your newscast, you ended up with the story about the guy that got his tubes crossed.
I did. Yes.
Isn't that anatomically impossible?
No. In fact, a couple of surgeons have commented on it. It happens. It's rare, but it does happen.
You are talking about something that happened yesterday on the show, but we'll let it pass this time because Buzz did have a great story, his last story.
He sent us home with that story, yeah.
The last thing Buzz said was that there was a guy. Where was he, Buzz?
This was Dover, Delaware.
Doctors screwed up some operation. Anyway, he goes number one out of his number two place, and he goes number two out of his number one place.
Mm-hmm.
But you
what a merry mix-up.
And the last thing we all said to Buzz, produce some pictures. We want to see.
Didn't you have a colostomy once, Buzz?
I did, and the reversal, and I'm fine.
Could you number one out of your number one when you had it?
Yes, yeah, that remained the same. But the walls of...
So the doctor when he did the operation, he would have to take the intestine and attach it to the bladder and disconnect the bladder and attach it to the rectum.
They're all so close together, one false move, and they're all connected.
You know, I was thinking, because you really did leave us with that yesterday, and how could that be possible? It is.
And I've heard it on
how could you actually put, how could you let the function happen in the front?
I can understand
the back would be no problem.
It would have to be all diarrhea, right?
I would. Yeah, I mean, it was. It was in this guy's case.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
But I would assume there would also be a blockage.
Even the most Ron Jeremy of us could not, you know,
right,
squeeze out what we normally...
Was there any discussion, Buzz,
squeeze out in the morning,
of it healing together? Because I know sometimes when stuff is operated on down there, it can heal together.
Yeah,
wrong.
That may have happened, but it really, there had to be a screw up in the surgery itself to get this started.
Yeah.
No,
if
I just think there's pain.
Don, you would be able to watch yourself wipe.
Well, we all would, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. But yeah. I'd like it the most.
That's right.
I could get rid of all those pesky mirrors I have around my toilet now.
You just sit there and take a look during the whole process.
Okay, this just in from Joe Ardinger. He does have a plan, Mike.
Oh.
He's going to wing on over to London and jam with the Stones.
Oh, man. Bob Jungle Death Gerard.
Hey.
And Mark Cutback Davis.
Those guys are fags. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.